Page 213. Three kinds of abstentions. Virati. Right speech. Right action. And right livelihood are three wholesome abstentions. Each abstention is of three kinds. First, there is sampatta virati, when a man abstains from a misdeed without having been committed to moral rules. Thus, a man who has not vowed to observe the moral precepts may abstain from lying, stealing, or killing at certain moments of his life that expose him to temptations. Then we have samadana virati that refers to a man who, having pledged himself to observe the precepts, sees to it that his moral life is pure. The third abstention is the one on the Aryan path called Samucheda Virati that serves to root out all evils. Of these three kinds of abstentions, the last one, namely Samucheda Virati, is not associated with any thought of abstention. The yogi's mind is focused on Nibbana, but from the time he attains the Aryan path, there never arises any desire to do evil. Evil desires become totally extinct, and this means complete abstention, and hence the name Virati. In the same way, while meditating, the mindful yogi realizes the anicca, impermanence, dukkha, suffering, and anatta, selflessness, of all sense objects. And so he has no unwholesome desire to kill, steal, lie, etc. And this means abstention from misdeeds. Thus, insight meditation involves, in effect, the three kinds of abstention. When meditation is perfect, there is abstention on Aryan level, and then all wrong speech, wrong action, and wrong livelihood are rooted out. Wrong effort, miccha vayama. Wrong effort means hard work and perseverance in regard to misdeeds. Some people have a very strong will in doing evil. They try hard and kill. They try hard and steal. They try hard and rob successfully in the face of difficulties. Theirs is a clear example of wrong effort. An example, in killing mosquitoes or bugs, there is effort to crush or beat the insects. Lying easily involves effort. And so does abusing. The wrong effort is obvious in the manufacture of weapons for the killing of living beings. And so is it in defamation, false accusations, modern fiction writing, and filmmaking. Wrong effort creates unwholesome things that have not yet risen and encourages unwholesome things that have arisen. Moreover, it is wrong effort to seek sensual pleasure and objects. It is evident in the case of people who line up to buy tickets at the cinema and theatres. In short, trying to do an unwholesome deed is wrong effort. Right effort, samavayama. Right effort is the opposite of wrong effort. It is the strenuous effort in connection with almsgiving, morality, and mind development. There are four kinds of effort, of right effort. One, the effort to overcome unwholesome tendencies that have occurred. If, for example, you have killed even mosquitoes, it is up to you to avoid doing so in the future. If you have lied before, you should try to avoid lying in future. Two, the effort to avoid unwholesome tendencies that have not yet occurred. If you see others killing, lying, or stealing, you should seek to avoid such misdeeds, just as you seek to avoid contracting a disease which you see afflicting other people. 3. Trying to do good things which you have not yet done is also right effort. You should give alms and observe moral precepts. If you have not done such things, you should regard the Buddha with his 9 attributes as the noblest being, vow to have faith in him, and follow his teaching, reciting thrice the refuge formula. I go to the Buddha for refuge. Similar vows should be made in respect of the Dharma and the Sangha. We should observe the 5 precepts, or the 8 precepts, and if possible, become samaneras and bhikkhus, and live up to the moral codes prescribed for them. It is not easy to become permanent bhikkhus, but some may join the holy order temporarily. Then there are other good things to do, such as revering those who are worthy of reverence, doing service to them, hearing their talks, etc. We should also meditate on the Buddha, loving kindness, metta, repulsiveness of the phenomenal world, in and out breathing, etc., for concentration and mental development. Then we should practice insight meditation. Even if we have practiced it, we should continue the practice if we have not yet developed unusual insight knowledge. We should especially seek udayabhaya jnana, insight into fast arising and passing away, sankharupeka jnana, equanimity knowledge. Wholesome or good things on the Aryan path are those which have never occurred to the worldlings. We should seek to cultivate such wholesome things on the path, and the attempt to cultivate or develop new wholesome things is right effort. 4. It is also right effort when we try to strengthen and perfect the wholesome things that have already developed. This needs no elaboration. So the yogis who are here practicing insight meditation are at every moment of mindfulness trying to overcome unwholesome things that have arisen, trying to avoid unwholesome things that have not yet arisen, trying to cultivate wholesome things that have not yet arisen, and that such effort concerns higher insight meditation and Aryan path, and trying to strengthen and perfect the wholesome things of insight meditation that have already arisen. These 4 right efforts are also called samapadana, the 4 right exertions. Wrong recollection, miccha sati. Wrong recollection is the remembrance of worldly matter and unwholesome things of the past. Some remember the unwholesome things that they did when they were young, their companions, the places they visited, their happy days, and so forth. They may be likened to cows chewing their curd at night. These are wrong recollections, but it is not wrong recollection when one recognizes the mistakes of the past, repents and resolves not to repeat them in future. Such repentance is right recollection. Some monks think of their parents, relatives, native places, and the companions of their childhood. They recall how they spent their days as laymen. They think of what they have to do for so and so. All these recollections of the past are wrong recollections. Laymen need not reject thoughts about their sons and daughters, etc., for such recollections are natural. But while meditating, the yogi should watch and reject them. As he sits in his retreat at the meditation center, watching the arising and falling of the abdomen or his other bodily movements, sitting, touching, etc., the yogi recalls what he did formerly, his sayings and doings in his youth, his friends, etc. These are wrong recollections and have to be watched and rejected. Some old men and women think of their grandchildren. While watching their thoughts, they have mental visions of the kids near them, and they fancy they hear the kids calling them. All these have to be watched and removed. Some have to return home since they cannot overcome these unwholesome thoughts. A yogi's spiritual effort is thus often thwarted by wrong recollections. In the final analysis, a wrong recollection is not a distinct, separate element of conscious. It is a collection of unwholesome elements in the form of memories, vis-a-vis worldly and unwholesome things of the past. Right recollections, samasati. Opposed to wrong recollection is the right recollection or recollection of wholesome things concerning almsgiving, morality, and mental development. One recalls how one did such and such good deeds at such and such a time in days gone by. Good deeds such as offering katina robes and food, keeping Sabbath on Uposatha days, etc. This recollection of wholesome things is right recollection. It is the element of recollection that goes along with wholesome consciousness. It is involved in every arising of wholesome consciousness, such as almsgiving, devotion before the Buddha image, doing service to one's elders, observing the moral precepts, practicing mind development, etc. No wholesome consciousness is possible without right recollection. But it is not apparent in ordinary wholesome consciousness. It is evident in the practice of mind development, bhavana, especially in the practice of insight meditation. Hence, in the Pitaka, the elaboration of right recollection is to be found in the sutta on four applications of attentiveness, satipatthana. It is samasati to be attentive to all bodily behavior or postures, to all pleasant and unpleasant feelings, to all states of consciousness, and to all mental phenomena or mind objects, dharma. The yogi who practices insight meditation are cultivating right recollection on the vipassana level. They watch all psychophysical phenomena that arise from six senses. They focus their attention generally on the arising and falling of the abdomen, sitting, bending, walking, and so forth. This is cultivation of attentiveness to body. Sometimes the yogi watches his feelings, painful, depressed, awareness of joyful, awareness of good, etc. This is to develop attentiveness to feelings. At times, attention is focused on thinking. Attention is focused on intending, etc. This is cultivation of attentiveness to states of consciousness. Then, there is watchfulness in regard to seeing, watchfulness in regard to hearing, watchfulness in regard to desiring, watchfulness in regard to being angry, to being lazy, to being distracted, etc. This is to develop attentiveness to mind objects. Every moment of watchfulness means cultivation of vipassana, attentiveness, and is very gratifying. When this vipassana attentiveness develops and becomes perfect, there arises attentiveness on the Aryam path that makes you aware of nibbana. So you should practice until you attain this final stage of attentiveness. Wrong concentration, Miccha Samadhi. Wrong concentration is concentration of mind on a misdeed, which one intends to commit bodily, or by word of mouth. It is concentration that enables one to do evil successfully. For example, when you intend to lie, your intention will materialize only if you fix your mind on the words that you have to utter falsely. If your mind wanders, you are likely to speak the truth unwittingly. It is said that at the law courts, the truth about some cases come to light when some persons who have greed to give false evidence are sidetracked by lawyers whose cross-examination is designed to create confusion. This is due to lack of concentration on the part of the witness. So concentration is vital when you do a bad deed. The power of wrong concentration is indeed very great. When men plan a big massacre, stage a big robbery, or produce lethal weapons. Right concentration, Sama Samadhi. Right concentration is concentration in regard to wholesome deeds, such as almsgiving or observance of moral precepts. Almsgiving involves concentration that is strong enough to affect it. So does paying respect or doing service to others. Concentration is most vital to exercises in mind training, such as preaching and hearing sermons. It is more important in the practice of in and out breathing, where you have to fix your mind wholly on a single object. Concentration related to such wholesome consciousness is Sama Samadhi. Sama Samadhi is of three kinds, namely 1. Kanika Samadhi, temporary concentration, 2. Upachara Samadhi, neighborhood concentration, and 3. Apana Samadhi, attainment concentration. Concentration that is involved when there arises ordinary forms of wholesome consciousness, such as almsgiving and morality, is called Kanika Samadhi, as it is temporary. This ordinary concentration is not notable, and so the scriptures make no mention of it. It is mentioned only in connection with the foundations of concentration and insight meditation. So it is concentration that occurs at the preparatory stage of mental development, bhavana, or at the beginning of the exercise, concentration which is powerful enough to exclude hindrances is called upachara samadhi, or neighborhood concentration. The concentration that the yogi has on the attainment of jhana is called apana, or attainment samadhi. In vipassana, insight meditation, there is kanika samadhi when the yogi concentrates on the four elements, the five khandhas, nama and rupa, etc. But at the beginning, concentration is not apparent as it is not well developed. When it is developed, the mind is entirely fixed on the object of contemplation. During that time, the yogi is free from hindrances, such as sensual desires. The mind becomes a ceaseless stream of thought moments characterized by watchfulness. This is Kanika Samadhi of insight meditation. It is also called neighborhood concentration, as it is like Upachara Samadhi, which frees one from hindrances. So in the commentary on Satipatthana Sutta, ways of movement, bodily postures, iriyapata, clear-sightedness, sampajanya, mental advertence of the elements, Dhatu Manasikara, are described as Upachara Kamatana. Visuddhimagga, the path of purity, also identifies the Dhatu Manasikara, Kamatana of Satipatthana Sutta with Chatu Dhatu Chatuva Vatana, analysis of the four elements, Kamatana, and describes the attainment of Upachara Samadhi through it. So for the meditating yogi, from the time concentration is developed enough to exclude hindrances, the samadhi that arises at every moment of mindfulness is Vipassana Kanika Samadhi, that is like the Upachara Samadhi. Indeed, it is also called Upachara Samadhi, since it resembles the latter in respect of its ability to free the yogi from hindrances. The yogi has then purity of consciousness, because the mindful vipassana consciousness is pure. When the insight knowledge is perfect, the yogi attains the fruition or result on the Aryan path that brings him into contact with Nirvana. The concentration at the moment of attaining the fruition of the Aryan path is supramundane attainment concentration. Wholesome samasamadhi is of three kinds: Kanika Samadhi, Upachara Samadhi, and Apana Samadhi. The Pali Pitaka explains samasamadhi in terms of the four jhanas. The Pali texts mention only the jhana of the fine material sphere, jhana samadhi of the immaterial sphere, arupa jhana, and magapala samadhi as the three primary types of samadhi. We must assume that upachara samadhi and vipassana samadhi are of secondary importance, since these are included in the first jhana samadhi. For without the Kanika Upachara Samadhi, the mundane Jhana Samadhi and the supramundane Samadhi are not possible. And moreover, this Kanika Upachara Samadhi helps to overcome the wrong Samadhi.